Welcome, pizza makers, to another episode of our mini-series called Shadow a Pizza Maker, where I talk to pizza makers while they're doing something at their pizzeria, place of business, anywhere outside of the traditional interview setting. In today's episode, we're going to get a behind-the-curtains look of how an individual runs their New York-style pizzeria. He'll tell us about his dough, his fermentation process, how he treats his ingredients, how he bakes his pies, all of his tips and tricks that he's learned over the years of owning a pizzeria. This is going to be a fun one. We'll make sure to introduce the guest right after a quick ad break. Speaking of New York style pizza, did you know you can make NY style pizza, both the rounds and the squares, on an Uni pizza oven? And that's because Uni Pizza Ovens, the world's number one pizza oven company, makes amazing ovens that are so versatile. You can go electric and have top and bottom control of your ovens and make so many styles, or you can go gas, wood fired, all of that. And yeah, you could totally make a New York style pizza in a wood fired oven. You just gotta know the right settings. You could totally do it in a Coda 16, just all gas, or like I said, do it on the Uni Volt. If you are looking to level up your pizza game, check out Uni. They have amazing accessories and ovens that can help you make amazing pizza at home, on the go, in your business, anywhere. If you need something from Uni, use the link in the show notes. It's my affiliate link, and it'll let my sponsors know you heard about them from this show. I appreciate you for supporting my show sponsors. Back to the episode, today's guest is none other than John Rowe of Speederia Pizzeria. And you may have heard of John before because he was actually on our show in the past where we did a sit-down interview with him for 30-ish minutes talking about his story on how he acquired this pizzeria to help support his family. And John is so, so good when it comes to business. You could tell by his mentality, by the way he approaches pizza making, it's great. So we had to get him on the Shadow a Pizza Maker series and just follow him around the kitchen where he explains his dough, his fermentation, his bake style, how he does slices. It's a really, really amazing conversation with this amazing pizza maker. We start off the conversation talking about slices and then we get right into him making a pizza for us, and I'll start asking him questions there. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember to always ask, what's good dough?
Big time on the reheat.
Just a minute or two. And we keep the stone at 570 degrees because in the tradition of the New York style, it's really about the char on the bottom. So the ambient temperature is of no concern. And if the bottom gets hot and crispy and it's the crust is just so thin, the whole thing is going to be hot.
Yeah.
So not only is it going to be plenty warm, you're probably going to burn the roof of your mouth.
For sure.
But yeah, that's what it's all about. We actually have had customers share with us that they will put their piece of stone on a grill outdoors. Mm-hmm. And once the stone is hot, they just throw the slices on it in the open air.
I like that.
And they love it. It's great.
It's a great way to reheat that. Yeah, for sure. Because what do you have in your home that's going to get as hot? Some people, their ovens only go to like 450, 500.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the advantage of using a stone because it actually absorbs. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit, I don't know all the science, but a stone will collect so much heat that it will then start emitting heat.
Yeah.
And I've actually had a stone on a lower shelf in the oven and it caused a Pyrex dish to crack above it because it increased the heat somehow. Again, I know it's just science. I just need to do the research to understand.
Yeah, I look at it like a battery. The stone is like charging and then the minute you put it on, that energy just goes to the pizza, right? And you have a platform for the pizza.
Right.
Stones are a good conductor of energy. Versus like a grate and you're kind of just hoping that some of it will heat up your pizza, whereas you actually have like a concentrated surface of energy.
Right, yeah. Right. So that is the recommended way.
Yeah, cool. Let's see what we're going to do.
Cool.
Let's
anyone can do this, I feel. All it takes is a couple thousand hours of practice.
That's
all.
Who doesn't have that?
Right?
Do you ever let the dough go 3 days, or is it?
Yes.
Sometimes.
And it actually does taste better after rising for 3 days than 1 day. 1 day is also good.
Yeah.
But 2 days is the best. This is where I make the crust grinding. Really, the trick to learning how to open the dough is just developing a feel. It's sometimes called learning to read the dough. Mm-hmm. I worked at a health food store bakery when we were living in Tahoe, and the baker there that I was working for would often say, "You have to become one with the dough." And he would also say things like, "If the baker's not happy, the dough's not happy."
Oh yeah, I love that.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
If you're not present and you're thinking about other stuff,
right,
you're gonna miss so much of that your dough's telling you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's speaking to you. It's telling you when it's not ready,
right,
when it wants to go in the oven, when it wants to get stopped, all that.
Exactly right.
Do you use grams or ounces?
Ounces.
About how many ounces is an 18-inch pizza?
Exactly 18.
18 ounces.
Yes. And I've often wondered, but I haven't done the research to find out, if I wanted to do a 20-inch pizza, would it be the same? I don't know. So this is the traditional hand slap.
Uh-huh. It smells good.
That's part of the New York, that fermentation, the smell of the dough, it's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
So the overhead toss is just considered flair in New York. That's not part of the traditional handling of the pizza. But I like doing it because it's super fun, but also, hi, welcome. We'll be right with you. But also because it gives me a chance to see the light coming through, and I'm pretty good now, much better than I used to be, but just to make sure it's even all the way across, there are no thin spots. And the kids just start screaming too. If there's little kids in here, they love it.
I love it, the showmanship and a happy customer.
Right. And we use a little semolina. It helps the crust slide off the peel when we're putting it in the oven, but it also adds a nice flavor profile and also a little extra crunchiness because this is a coarse ground semolina, so there's a little bit more crunch that it brings.
Are those lines on your peel? Are those first?
We know that we're gonna cut it into 8 slices, so when we're putting the toppings on, and there's a couple pizzas in particular, like the white stone with the ricotta, where we really wanna make sure we get those ricotta balls right where we want them. If we can avoid cutting through a ricotta ball when it comes time to cut the pizza. So that was just a little added infrastructure to help us achieve the goal.
Yeah, my buddy Steve Dolinsky says you have to have the OBR. Optimal bite ratio when it comes to toppings.
Right.
If you have too much ricotta on one slice and not enough on the other.
Exactly.
Kind of gross.
Exactly. Right. Yep.
So, what are we making today?
Well, the classic favorite has always been cheese.
Yeah.
And when I found out throughout the New York tradition that cheese was the favorite, I was a little surprised until I remembered my kids wouldn't eat anything but cheese until they were like 20, so maybe that wasn't so surprising. And I also love a good cheese pizza. And then there's also, experts will tell you, if you want to test a pizzeria to see if they're really legitimate, good at what they do, you want to try a slice of cheese, because some places will try to hide a mediocre crust or a generic sauce with some fancy homemade sausage or some arugula or other wild, strong flavored, you know, toppings. So the cheese is the classic favorite and it's just solid good.
Why is it so important for you to weigh your cheese?
Because we know what the perfect amount is. So just like our crust is perfectly thin just the way we like it, use an 8-ounce ladle of sauce, which is the exact ratio for this size of crust and the amount of cheese that we're going to put on. And so there's just a synergy.
Yeah.
The result is alchemy. It's just pure magic.
I love it.
So yeah, to keep it consistent,
So it was an 8 ounce ladle of sauce and how many ounces of cheese?
For a cheese pie, we'll do 12.
12.
Yes.
And if it's a pepperoni pie, would you use less?
Yes. Yes, because the cheese will overwhelm the pepperoni. And also, if there's too much weight on the crust, overtopping the pizza is considered a crime across the industry. But what that looks like is when you go to pick up the slice, it will avalanche. All your cheese and toppings will all come off at once.
I hate that.
That is the proof that it's too much. There's and too much, it doesn't matter how good a thing is. If you have too much of a good thing, it's no longer good.
Balance is so important.
Right.
And that's why I appreciate the weighing of the ingredients and those lines.
Yes.
You don't see that everywhere.
Right?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, well, we know how we like it, so we try to do it that exact same way every single time.
And you mentioned, you know, you had an appreciation for In-N-Out. I think part of their success is their consistency.
Yes.
Right?
Anywhere you go, any time of day.
It's going to taste like
always In-N-Out. The same.
Yeah, so Speederia Pizza, anytime you order a cheese, it's going to taste the way it's
supposed
to be.
You know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah.
We had a guy give us a review recently, and he said he came in and picked up the two pizzas he ordered, went and sat in his car, and with the first bite, he was instantly back in his favorite pizzeria in New Jersey as a kid.
I love that.
And that's the kind of story that just, you know, I do this to pay the bills, but that kind of thing is just so rewarding. It feels really, really good.
I love that.
So we can usually make a pizza in just a few minutes, but since I'm multitasking, I'm going a little slower. And this part I thought was always fun. Ever since the first time I saw it, I just felt like watching the cook make the spiral with the sauce was just sort of relaxing in a hypnotic kind of way. So that part's fun. And then we put the cheese on, and we intentionally try not to make it too perfectly even, because the prototypical New York pizza will have an appearance that is mottled or marbled with the sauce and the cheese. You'll be able to see little bits of sauce peeking through the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because anywhere where the sauce meets the edge of the cheese will then start to melt into the sauce a little bit. That whole combination sinks into the crust just a tiny little bit, and that's what I feel is the most alchemical part of the end result.
Alchemical, I like it. What kind of cheese are you using?
100% mozzarella.
Whole milk?
Yes. Yes, whole milk, low moisture.
Speaking of whole milk mozzarella cheese, did you know that Baccio makes some amazing pizza cheese with mozzarella and a kiss of buffalo milk? Like, where else are you going to get that deliciousness all in one loaf of cheese? Nowhere, I tell you. Baccio cheese makes my favorite pizza cheese for Detroit-style pizzas, and they're great for every other style of pizza because of their unique taste. Great taste aside, Baccio cheese also has a rewards program. Members can earn cash back for every pound of cheese purchased. So the more cheese you buy, the more you can earn. Gold Clip Rewards members receive their rewards card every month that can be used wherever Visa is accepted. So you get cheddar every time you buy cheese. So dope. If you want to learn more about Baccio cheese, use the link in the show notes and sign up to get a demo. Or reach out to me and I'll connect you with them. Use the link in the show notes to contact me or DM me on Instagram at letsgooddough. Thank you for supporting my show sponsors.
So when the oven is hot, this may only take 6 minutes, but when we get very busy and we're just putting one after another into the oven, it'll cool off a little bit. It may take, you know, 8, even 9 minutes sometimes. But that is the whole process for producing the all-time classic favorite.
And why do you stick the band underneath?
That is just to make sure that the dough did not stick to the wood peel at any point.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked for other pizza concepts before this one. This is the only one where we make the pizza right on the wood. Other places usually make their pizzas on a screen.
Yes.
And then the screen and the pizza go into the oven, sometimes a conveyor belt oven, but the screen keeps the crust from charring. And again, that's the most classic characteristic of the original New York. So yeah, the ribbon is just to make sure it's not gonna stick. And this part also took some practice, sliding it in while keeping it round. But that's all it is. It's just practice. I would encourage anyone to try it. You can do it yourself. It may not work the first time, but just don't give up. Keep trying. You'll get it.
Beautiful.
Pretty good for a pizza that we know is going to be reheated. We'll use this one for slices. For a takeout order, I probably would have left it in for one more minute.
Yeah.
A little bit heavier on the char, but you see the nice marbling with the sauce.
That's
pretty.
Wow.
Well, a lot of our customers who just walk in will just want slices. So, for instance, someone come in right now and say, I want a pizza. I could do it in 25 minutes. I could maybe do it in a couple minutes less.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to overcommit. I'm very firm about under-promising and over-delivering.
Yeah, makes sense.
So we would tell them 25 minutes for one. And
okay.
If they want more than one and I'm cooking by myself, I'm going to take a full 9 minutes to make every additional.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's not fast.
No.
It's not fast food.
It's not fast food at all, no.
The slices, on the other hand, only take 60 seconds.
Perfect.
So the vast majority of people who come in will say, oh my goodness, 30 minutes for a pizza? Let me just grab a couple slices and I will call you back when I have some time to plan ahead.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
McDonald's, this is a vegetarian pizza?
Yes, half tomato basil, half white stone. And the white stone is named for White Stone, New York. Some people think it just is meant to describe the little balls of ricotta. But these are both vegetarian. And the tomato basil is just tomato and basil with Parmesan and minced garlic.
Uh-huh.
And the white stone is our three cheese with the mozzarella, Parmesan, ricotta. And we also add chopped basil and minced garlic to that as well.
I like that you season the tomatoes.
Yes, a little oregano. When I was very young, we lived pretty simply, to put it gently. And my mother would sometimes make what she called pizza toast, which was just some bread, a slice of tomato, dash of oregano, and whatever cheese we had in the house, maybe Colby or Jack or cheddar. Once in a while, mozzarella, but honestly not very often.
They have that at the cafe next door.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't.
It's toast, marinara, and cheese.
That
and
is like, hilarious.
Okay.
Awesome.
You're doing that next door, and they have a pizzeria next door. I'm like, just send them over to the pizzeria and get a real
That's
slice.
Probably just going to make us look better, I think. And of course, we have slices that can be heated up. We can get people on their way in less than 2 minutes. So.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I bet you your slice is the same price, but like 100 times better. 100 times better.
Right. All right, there's the tomato basil white stone.
That is pretty.
Yeah.
I love the color play.
Me too. Me too. When we knead the dough, it activates the gluten, creating an elasticity, which actually is what gives it the chewiness. But what happens is when you open the dough and you put it down, it'll start to pull back.
Shrink, yeah.
So once I get a little weight on it, I stretch it back out to the right size, and usually the cheese and the sauce are enough to hold it in place.
That's a great technique. And then you have to just be super careful when you launch it in to keep it.
Yeah, it's just a practice thing. It's a timing and it's really just practice. You know, I'm often reminded of when I was young and I learned how to play catch. And at first, I was kind of challenged, I was struggling, but my uncle gave me a tip, just keep the eye on the ball, he said. So I did that, and it seemed like magic. The ball would just go right into my hand. It was astonishing. But as I continued playing, and I wasn't even thinking about it, but I started to notice over time, I didn't always have to keep my eye on the ball. And I got to the point where I would see the ball start to fly up in the air and I could just turn around and start running. And somehow my body would know. I eventually got to the point where I could sometimes just put my hand up and blindly catch the ball. Like my body would just figure it out. So I tell people, you know, don't be too intimidated. It's really about the practice. Once you do it long enough, your muscle memory is going to kick in and you're just going to know. And that's where it finally becomes easy. Once we have the skill set, it should be easy, and that's when it's the most fun.
You're so practiced, you could do it with your eyes closed.
Almost. I haven't tried it. I'm not brave enough to try it.
It's big on social media.
Oh, yeah?
It's a challenge, yeah. A lot of pizza makers are doing it. Yeah, they're blindfolding themselves from start to finish.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to watch.
I bet.
The pizzas, I haven't seen one that came out nicely.
Yeah, I imagine mine would not come out very pretty either. So the mushroom, and actually mushrooms now are our most popular topping, in that we use more mushrooms by the pound every week than anything else, even pepperoni.
Wow.
Yeah. Once we started slicing our own, using these white organic mushrooms, they just really took off. The other side we call a pig apple. Most people recognize this combination by the name pig, or Hawaiian. Although in Hawaii, I hear they don't appreciate that. And I can't help but wonder, if it was actually Hawaiian, wouldn't it be Spam and pineapple?
Exactly.
But we use Canadian bacon because pork lovers swear. And it is a premium cut. It's a completely different part of the animal than ham.
I can see it, yeah.
But it tastes much better. And although our biggest claim to fame is the foundation, the crust, and the sauce, and the 100% mozzarella, we try to get the best quality toppings for everything else we possibly can, too.
I can definitely see that.
So that's our pig apple. Sort of the name is a pun on the New York theme, I'm sure.
Yeah. Pig apple.
Instead of pig apple. Right.
Clever. Take your time.
Semolina will collect, and if the dough doesn't have good contact with the stone, it won't get the beautiful char that we want. Serena, could you start the timer for me? Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Another episode of Shadow the Pizza Maker with John Rowe of Speederia Pizzeria. I hope you learned a lot from John, and I hope this was a valuable episode for you. John, thank you so much for being on the show. You are a very kind person and so giving with your time. Thank you so much for having me and the listeners join you making pizza. Support John. You can check him out over in Redwood City if you're in the Bay Area. You can drop them a DM on Instagram. They're not very active there, but I'm sure they'll see it. Or you can give them a call. John's always the one answering the phone. I'll make sure to link his website in the show notes. I appreciate you for listening. Please share this with another pizza maker if you think it will bring value to their lives. Don't forget to leave a rating and sign up for our email list. That way you get notified of when the next show is out. I appreciate you for listening. I love you. Till next time. Peace.